As we approach Holy Week, our gospel passages continue to reveal the tension that is developing among the Sanhedrin, the Jews, the Roman officials, and Jesus. The tension is arising, and the plot is thickening that will ultimately bring about the death of Jesus. Jesus ultimately is persecuted and put to death, proclaiming that he is the Son of God. In our first reading from the book of Daniel, it's this perfect, beautiful reading. King Nebuchadnezzar has the three young men, and they refuse to worship a false god. So these three young men are thrown into a furnace. They're persecuted. They're arrested for their faith. And they're thrown into a fire, yet they survive the fire. And in fact, in the typology, Jesus joins them in the fire. The Son of Man joins them in the fire as a sign that he himself will also endure death and bring us the glory of the resurrection. In this beautiful cathedral, which some of you enter in on a regular basis, we are surrounded with images of people who were persecuted and died for their faith. If you actually look at the corner points where these pillars join, these triangles that hold up the ceiling of the church, you'll find the 12 apostles, all of whom died as martyrs. You find up here in the Acts of the church, it says in French that St. Louis, King of France, announces the seventh crusade. Now, of course, the Crusades have a tainted history, and many people think of them as just all bad. But what was the original intention of the Crusades? The original intention of the Crusades was to protect Christianity from Muslims. And many of them were willing to die for the truth. They were willing to die for what they believed. They were willing to go to war for morality, for virtue, and for Christ. Above that, up here, you see a vision of heaven. And you see God the Father. You see the Lamb, of course, who is Jesus Christ. You see some gospel characters. And then around him are surrounded the men, we read the book of Revelation, who have washed their clothes white in the blood of the Lamb, who have crowns upon their heads. Why? Because they were martyrs. And they worship before the throne. They worship before the Lamb of God. Jesus, of course, is the Lamb of God. And Jesus died because he was persecuted. In our first reading, the three men should have died because they were being persecuted. Yet they didn't. In today's gospel passage, Jesus says this: "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." When we are persecuted for our faith, when we are made fun of, when we are mocked for being Catholic, it is then that we are free. It is when we do the will of God that we are truly free. And when we do not do God's will, we are slaves. Slaves to sin, slaves to Satan, slaves to the world, and slaves to ourselves. And thus, this spring break vacation, this spring break trip, is a time for you to trace and to taste true freedom. It's hard to sin on a mission trip. Not impossible, but hard to sin on a mission trip. It's easy to talk to people who you never have met before. It's easy to listen to people. It's easy to work hard. It's easy to sweat and to suffer and to get blisters on your feet, to get sunburn on the back of your neck, to smell really bad. And there's a freedom in that. This week should be a sense of freedom, like, wow, this is great! Because this week we're living the truth, we're living the gospel, and it sets us free. It's not as easy to live the freedom of Jesus Christ day in and day out. If that's what this week is to prepare you for, is to be like these 12 apostles, to be like Jesus, to be like the three men of the gospel who are willing to lay down their lives, and the majority of us will not die as martyrs, but to be willing to lay down our lives to have true freedom. My group, we got lost on the way here. We drove up Bourbon Street. I will tell you, there is no freedom on Bourbon Street. There's not an ounce of freedom. There's nothing but slavery to sin. And there is no true pleasure in that. There's pleasure that will last for a second. There's pleasure that will make your tummy feel nice and warm and fuzzy for about 5 minutes. But true freedom is only found in Jesus Christ. It's only found in the truth that will set us free. May we seek, may all of us seek, to model our lives after the saints who have gone before us. The saints which enshrine and decorate this church as a reminder to us in the midst of our trials to remember who brings us freedom. It is not the world, it is not ourselves. It is not sin, but it is only Jesus. May we keep our eyes focused on Him, the bread of life, as it says up here. Ecce panis angelorum. Behold, the bread of angels. May we keep our eyes focused on the bread of angels, on Jesus Himself, and then we will know true freedom, and then we will endure our trials, and then we will endure our persecution, and then go to heaven and we'll worship God the Father and the Lamb of God for all eternity.